Breakfast Briefing. This is News Talk.
Well, probably not surprisingly, there's really only one story doing the rounds this morning. And as I said, no major surprise, that's Storm Alley. It's the story really on the front of every single newspaper today, both the broadsheets and the tabloids. And just to maybe give you a flavour of some of the headlines, starting in the Irish Examiner, 2 killed and 67,000 left without power as Storm Alley wreaks havoc. And the Irish Independent, their headline, Winter Storm Surge. The Times Ireland edition, Coveney doubts if public heeded storm warnings. The Daily Mirror, they lead their headline today as Killer Storm. And also in the Daily Mail this morning, why wasn't it a red alert? And they're just a flavour, as I said, of some of the headlines out there this morning. There's a couple of different angles though really to the coverage of Storm Alley. And in the Irish Examiner, first of all, there's a photograph of the caravan that was blown off a cliff in County Galway in Clanaduff yesterday, where a Swiss tourist in her 50s was killed as her caravan was blown into the sea by Storm Alley. Also 67,000 people left without power. The paper is really detailing the effects of Storm Alley across the country. There's also pictures of a car in the Irish Independent as well today. This is a car after a tree fell on it in Dublin, leaving the windscreen smashed. The Indo's also warning as well today, actually in page 3 of the paper, that Storm Brona could hit next over the weekend. A very disturbed low pressure system heading our way could morph into the second named storm of the season, Met Éireann warning last night. Also in the Times Ireland edition this morning, reports that the Thonish, the Simon Coveney, questioning whether the public actually took the warnings about Storm Alley seriously enough, but he's denying that the government was ill-prepared for the storm. That's just a flavour, I suppose, really, some of the coverage. Government planning questioned as 2 die and 145 kilometre per hour winds. Also in the Daily Mail today, the paper is reporting 2 killed, 168,000 people without power, the ploughing devastated, gusts of 146 kilometres per hour, the public unprepared, yet our forecasters insist they were right to issue only orange storm warnings. The paper's headline, why wasn't it a red alert? And photographs as well of chaos at ports, destruction also at the ploughing championships, and again a car under a tree in County Louth after it was struck there. So plenty of coverage of Storm Alley if you were in some of the affected areas. Just to look at some of the other stories that are out there today in some of the papers, just to the Irish Times, something a little bit different. Their headline this morning, Harris rules out change to 3-day wait for abortions. Pat Leahy and Simon Carswell writing this morning that the government will not accept amendments to the forthcoming abortion legislation which would shorten or abolish the proposed 3-day waiting period for access to a termination of pregnancy, according to the Health Minister. Simon Harris last night confirmed he would not accept these suggestions made before the Oireachtas Health Committee yesterday by doctors who said the 3-day waiting period was unnecessary and without medical reason. Dr. Peter Boylan, who's the chairman of the Institute of Obstetrician and Gynecologists, argued that the waiting period was demeaning and makes presumptions about women's ability to make decisions about their own healthcare. And there's also more commentary and discussion about that particular story as well in the Irish Times on page 5 this morning too. Going to stay with the Times today, and another story actually in the front page of the paper aside from Storm Alley. May says border on Irish Sea simply not acceptable. These are the stark divisions basically over Brexit and the future of the border here in Ireland. Their paper reporting they were evident at the EU summit in Salzburg last night as the British Prime Minister Theresa May told fellow leaders that a border on the Irish Sea was simply not acceptable to her. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar told reporters that no progress had been made on the backstop since March and that the government was making preparations for a no-deal outcome in the talks on the UK's departure from the bloc. And I'm sure there'll be further analysis to that story a little bit later on as well today following those meetings that are still continuing. Also in the Times Ireland edition this morning, the paper is reporting their headline, Improved Test for Cervical Cancer Faces Years Delay. Jennifer Bray, the paper deputy political editor, writing today that a new and more accurate cervical cancer screening test will not be rolled out until next year, despite promises by the Taoiseach and Health Minister that it would be in place by October. The HPV test can detect 20% more precancerous abnormalities than the existing version and also reduce cases and deaths from cervical cancer by 30%. And after the cervical check controversy, Simon Harris, the Health Minister, and Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach, said it would be available on or before October. But now Mr Harris has confirmed that the rollout of the HPV test will be delayed until 2019. And I'm sure some of the health experts will be commenting on that story today. Also, another story reported in the Daily Mirror on page 14. Gaeltacht Department pays €2,500 to get report translated into Irish. The paper reporting that the department outsourced the translation of its annual report into Irish at a cost of almost €2,500. And what also... further details, the paper saying that what makes the this more of a farce is that they have their own in-house translation service, but officials said that they were too busy to spend the time translating their most important annual document. Also, another story today, page in the Independent, actually, the headline, Tours Offered to Naked Art Lovers. An art gallery in Cork is hosting Ireland's first ever clothing optional tours. Following in the bare footsteps of such illustrations, international art galleries right across Paris and Australia, and the Crawford Art Gallery in Cork will be hosting the nude tours of its Naked Truth, the Nude in Irish Art exhibition, and that'll be taking place in the coming weeks. Finally, the Independent, page 23. If you're an early bird who gets up in the morning a little bit like myself, you might be better than me at going to bed a little bit earlier. But the headline today, early bedtimes are good for parents as well. Putting kids to bed early means better mental health for parents, according to a study. The findings show that kids with earlier bedtimes had better quality of life, while their parents also had improved mental health. And this is Australian research based on the Growing Up in Australia project, which began tracking thousands of families from back in 2004 and also checked them at 2-year intervals. And there's more in The Independent on that today. It's now exactly 6:15. You're listening to Breakfast Briefing here on News Talk. Those are the stories making the headlines this Thursday morning. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Barnardos about how they want the budget to deliver for lone parents.